It's Coffee with the Supervisor night. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I am Denny.
Denny?
Yes. Hi, Paul.
Is that even a girl's name?
It's sometimes a guy's name and it's sometimes a girl's name. Isn't it a cute name? I'm Denny.
It's a cute name. Are you feeling more guy today or more girl today? I just want to know.
Well, I have a friend named Dennis and they call him Denny and he's the best. And I have a friend named Danita and they call her Denny. So I'm being Denny for both of my two friends who I love named Denny.
Multisexual.
Multisexual.
It's a new thing here on Community News.
You know, there's like 39 genders now and multisexual we just added, so now there's 40 genders.
So 40 genders. Yeah. Okay. That sounds good.
We're like Baskin and Robbins.
So let me ask you a question. You've had a few days to digest. How much did you love Peter?
Oh my God. Peter is the best. You know how I loved Tommy Fowler. Well, and I loved the consignment store owner.
Right.
And I loved the kid. But I loved Peter. I am in love
with... Well, three out of four
is in bed. I love all our guests. Well, you didn't love the kid, but I'm in love with all of our Community News guests. This is like turning into... I loved this show before we had guests on, but now that we're having guests, I feel like we need to do a show at some point where we have all the guests, like the best of the guests.
A panel discussion.
Yeah, where we have like a live with all the guests on together.
Now, would we rearrange them in most bizarre to least bizarre? Is that... How, oh, I'm sorry. I can't say that about our guests.
I don't know, but it's... At some point, we might have to do a theater show where we have all the guests on together without the child because it'll be a nighttime show and we'll invite a live audience. But oh my God, our guests blow my mind. They are so phenomenal.
Right.
They are great.
They are amazing. You know who I actually do want to get on?
Yeah.
Is, have you been to Hand Jobs yet now that it's open? Have you gotten your nails done there?
I went
not?
To Hand Jobs. I need another hand job because look, my nails are getting there.
Yes, all the viewers are watching, are listening and seeing
right
now.
No, but I'm showing you. I mean, the nail polish is coming off.
I'm afraid to say anything bad. You might chastise me, but yes, your
Paul
nails
and I,
need to
you
be
You guys
done.
Might have noticed Paul and I have been having a little on-air tension. But that's okay. That happens amongst friends, right?
Yes.
You know, we've been having a little tension, but, you know, not because we don't love each other, because we love each other.
Yeah. So your nails do look like shit. So better go back to hand jobs.
Okay. So I did have a hand job and they did a fantastic job. But as happens, it starts to chip. So it's time to go back and get another hand job. But they did a great job. I love it there.
Will you talk to the owner of hand jobs? Because
I did.
People are still up in arms.
Oh, they're going
and
crazy.
And I would love to
they're
get.
Going crazy. And
I would love to get her on.
She reminds me of myself when I was younger, when I told you I worked at the grocery store and I like
no more grocery store
no
stuff.
I won't
I'm not
go
bringing
there.
Any food
he doesn't,
up
he doesn't like that I got all worked up but I she reminded me of myself when I was there. She likes pissing the people off. She likes knowing that her sign hand jobs is making everyone nuts. So basically she thinks it's hilarious that some people can't handle the sign that says hand jobs, and you guys know they don't do a hand job in the dirty way. They do a hand job, a manicure.
Right.
So I got a manicure there. It's a your regular old manicure. There's nothing sexual about it, nothing dirty. She has all the nail polish.
Okay, so you're recommending it.
I recommend it.
We're
going
to get her on the air.
We'll get her on the
I
show.
I want to talk about hand jobs.
Yeah, in fact,
the hand jobs the store,
right.
Not about
she
hand jobs.
She said she'll come on.
Hand
she
jobs.
Said she'll come on. So we'll have her on the show.
All right, so speaking of hand jobs and nail salons.
It's kind of a segue.
It's kind of a good segue.
Yeah.
Nah,
you had some personal
didn't you
stuff
like my
to...
new haircut?
Oh, you look,
look
very
at that.
Snazzy, Paul.
I've had the same hairdresser for years. You know,
how
again,
many years?
It's been 7 years now.
She does a really nice job.
Thank
I
you.
Always think you look
with little hair I have
left. You
know,
left. You always put yourself down about your hair, but I think your hair always looks lovely.
Well, thank you.
It does.
You know, she masks the bald spot as well as
no,
she can.
I don't
so.
Even see a bald spot. I think you have a nice
not for a lack of looking, but
no,
thank you.
You have a nice hairdo.
Thank you. So speaking of which, I was talking to her today and she was saying that she was going out of town and I said, do you have TSA, you know, the global thing, the global entry? She was going
right. New deal.
She's going overseas.
Where's she going? Summer fun?
Yeah, she was going to Aruba.
Oh,
very
somebody
nice.
I know was just in Aruba.
Yes, so she was going to Aruba, and I told her that the person said, if you don't have global entry, you're in big trouble because you have to clear U.S. Customs down there.
Oh.
And the line to clear U.S. Customs is 3 hours.
Okay.
It's insane. So I said, do you have global entry? She said, funny enough, I don't have global entry.
Okay.
And I said, she said, I'm on the TSA watch list.
What?
So now I'm thinking a
terrorist?
Woman who's been cutting my hair, scissors next to my head, could slice my head off at any time.
Right.
So I said, what is going on? Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
And so the story is she's on the TSA watch list because at one point she was arrested coming back from Europe for smuggling sausage in to the country. They caught her with sausage.
Wait a second.
Now, how great is it that a hairdresser is smuggling sausage?
I have so many questions. Wait, was she like that specialty act that used to go on Howard Stern with the sausage, that sausage act?
No, apparently her parents live in Europe.
Okay.
And so they make homemade sausage.
Like
and she right. And she loves it so much that she has been smuggling it into the country.
Oh, my goodness.
And then one time she was getting her baggage and a dog sniffed out the sausage and she got nailed. For sausage.
Come on.
For sausage.
Of all the things. Like people are smuggling drugs. And
exactly.
Guns. This poor woman, she got in trouble for sausage.
But just the fact that she was telling the story and that everybody there knew it but me.
And they everybody arrested her, like put handcuffs on her
She was not
sausage?
Arrested. They took the sausage away and then they fined her they said, you're now on the TSA watch
that
list
stinks.
Because of that.
How much sausage did she have with her?
It was a big sausage. Don't you worry.
But it was not like inside her.
I don't think that's how she smuggled.
It that
no.
Way. Okay. Because remember,
she was not having having sex with the sausage.
Didn't Howard Stern used to have a woman on that like put the sausage inside her.
She would swallow it.
She would swallow it.
Okay. So, but no, she had none of. She did not have the sausage in any orifice.
Okay. All
so right. No, it was just in her bag. But
and now, did you think of that when she was telling you the story? Because
oh my God, the things I was thinking about when she was telling
because
me the story.
Because she could have smuggled. That way, and maybe she would have gotten it through if she did it the Howard
I
Stern.
I did not ask her that.
I cannot believe someone gets arrested for that. Like, what? I can't believe they bothered. I mean, it just seems silly to put her on the TSA watch list.
Yeah.
With all the things going on in the world.
Well,
smuggling sausage.
If you need a haircut, make sure to go there.
Yeah, she needs all the help she can get.
Right, exactly.
Smuggling sausage seems like it should be low on the TSA watch list priority list.
Susan at the beauty shop on Main Street. I'm sorry I told your story, but everybody should go to Susan.
But
she's
so
great.
She can still travel. But what do they do? They pull her out of the line?
No, she has to go. Well, no, she has to go to regular TSA for clearance now.
That's a nightmare, though. So she has extra time and
exactly.
Everything?
So she has to take
ridiculous.
Extra time.
They
but she does
all her stuff and make sure there's no sausage.
No sausages. Now they're going to have to. If anybody's listening to this, now they're going to have to strip search her for sausage.
Poor Susan.
So anyway, my haircut, I recommend
her. Your hair looks beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Go to hand jobs and get yourself a nice nail.
I'm going.
Thing.
I don't know if I'm going to get a hand job.
Yeah, but you don't have to get color. Guys, just get clear.
I'm not a guy clear,
but I just like the clean cuticles. How do you keep your cuticles pushed back as a guy? Just do it yourself?
With my teeth.
You
Isn't that how
clean.
You do that?
I guess. You always look clean. You're a clean guy. I like that.
On top, I'm clean.
Like
underneath,
clean
I'm
guy.
A mess.
No, I'm sure you're not. I don't like facial hair on a guy.
No,
you know
I'm not
that's
a facial
all in
hair.
Now?
Yeah.
I hate that whole Abraham Lincoln look.
Right.
It's so big. I don't want to alienate listeners. I know it's a big thing, but I think it looks dirty and gross.
Well, beard listeners are the only ones we had left who we haven't alienated left. So.
Okay, I don't want to alienate you guys. I know you all love your facial hair, but I hope that fad like passes soon. I think it looks dirty and smelly and blech.
Right.
I like the clean look like Paul.
Oh,
that's
well,
why
thank
I picked
you.
Him to do this with.
Thank you. Because I shave every... That was one of the requirements that I shave every day.
I auditioned people, and if they came in with an Abraham Lincoln beard, I was like, gone, go, leave.
So how many other people auditioned for this?
Oh, there were lots.
Really?
There were many, many, many.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't even want to know what those auditions were like.
You know some of them even. And I was like, nope, next.
All right, so a couple things going on in the town.
Yeah.
Just want to mention... This Thursday, bingo night.
Bingo!
So if you want to go bingo, play bingo. It's at the town center. You do need your town port ID card, so make sure to get that before bingo.
Do you mind if I just do a few bars of B-I-N-G-O? I think that's...
Public domain.
Yes. Do you mind if I do another? B-I-N-G-O.
Even though it's public domain?
B-I-N-G-O.
No.
And bingo. Oh, you know how I get so excited and enthusiastic about these things.
We used to play bingo in college. I know it sounds nerdy.
It does. I love it, though.
But we used to play bingo that if anybody... not anybody. If the bingo caller called out 069, everybody did a shot. So you would always go that.
Very college-y.
Isn't it?
Drinking games was big in college. So that's not nerdy. People add the drinking part and then it becomes not nerdy.
Right. but you would only drink with 069.
Was anyone actually doing 69, though?
No, there was, right. there was actually no 69 going on so while funny. We were playing bingo.
You know, it's so funny how people like get so excited about the 69, but they're not doing the 69. Right. So, like, it's so goofy.
Everybody just laughs at
right.
it.
Right.
So, yeah, so when we were in college, we would do 069 and we would do shots.
It's so funny because even my, like, 14-year-old son, my younger one,
right.
you know, he, when he was, like, I think 9, he started remarking about 69. And I'm like, what do you know from 69?
Did he learn that in the health class in middle school?
Yeah, right. But when he was 9, he started acting like, 69, hee, hee, hee. And I'm like, what do you know from 69? What does 69 mean? And I even now, I don't know. Now his friends must have told him. But I'm like, what does he know? Does he know what 69 is? But every time he and his brother would hear 69, they laugh and giggle. And I'm like, it makes me sad because I don't think I knew what 69 even meant until some point much later, maybe like 15 or 16.
Well, that's because we didn't have access to the internet back then. We didn't know anything.
At 9 years old and 10 years old, like, you should not have any idea what a sexual position like 69 is.
Well, it still does make me giggle.
Well, you're an adult. You can giggle.
So I can giggle as an adult? I should. Yeah. My giggling days should be over.
No, they should
saying
be over.
69.
I don't like it giggling when you're 10 or 12. Or that makes me sad. Like, little kids shouldn't know what it is.
Okay.
It makes me sad that my little...
How about adults who act like little kids?
Well,
that's okay.
Men are always going to act like little kids.
That is a good point.
Well, that's the reality.
That's
of it,
good.
You know?
And also,
I'm just saying it's funny that you and my children, since the time they're 9, have the same sense of humor about 69. I guess
right.
that's my point.
Right. Well, I'll have the same sense of humor. Until,
that's why my kids love you.
Until I am 69, I guess.
That's why my kids listen to the show, and that's why my kids love you, and they repeat things you say.
Oh, they do?
They go, very vivacious. You said that in one of the shows, and the way you said it, you go, very vivacious.
Extremely
and
vivacious.
And they walk around the house saying it. They, like, quote Paul and Community News.
Well, they have great
funny.
Taste.
They
what
do.
Can I
they
say?
Do have excellent
I'm glad
taste.
I was the one chosen. I'm glad I got through the,
they think
interview
you're so,
process.
Yes, they think you're so funny, and they truly, they quote you, and it's the way you say certain words, the way you, they said, the way he enunciates, they find you so funny.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, but you're also a little bit of a bad influence at times, because they listen to it, and they, you know, all the, like, sexual stuff and the non-PG stuff.
Right.
But I also, they hear me cursing here more than they've ever heard me curse in their lives.
Do they now say the word cunt because
of
you?
Well, that's the thing. They never heard me say cunt before in my life, and they're like, they're like, you know, I act very PG in front of my kids. I act very prissy on purpose. Like, I want to be like the Leave It to Beaver mom for them. So they've never seen me let down my guard like this.
But will
you
wear the crisscross applesauce shirt in front of them?
Well, now I have. I wore the gray one the other day. Thanks to you, I'm becoming friskier. I'm
your lucky husband.
I know, right? I'm letting my sexual self reemerge.
Your lucky husband.
I know. And my children are like, what's going on? Like, a mom who was being like, Leave It to Beaver, prissy Townport mom who was trying to play the part of Miss PTA and Miss, like, I'm a mom, I'm not sexual, don't look at me. They're like, what's happening to mom? They're sort of seeing what I was like before them.
Lucky husband. I'll say
I
it
know.
Again. Third time's the
all
charm.
Thanks to you. It's all, you know.
What can I say?
All the
I'm a giver that
you,
way.
You are. you're uncovering. You're bringing me back to pre-Townport, what can I say? Pre-children.
There you
Sasha.
Go.
Sasha.
You know what? Why don't you and your husband play bingo tonight and call out 069
maybe we
and
can
see
play
what happens?
Strip bingo.
Oh.
Like the story I told you about an old boyfriend who, well, is it a boyfriend? If it's an old fling. Who played strips? Wanted to play strip Scrabble with me.
Really?
Remember that fling I told you about?
Oh, I
one
think
of your
so.
The favorite flings that you always bring up. That like to say to me that he wanted to play strip Scrabble, but it wasn't because he wanted to see me naked.
Oh,
He needed to have competition as an element because he was a professional athlete.
Yeah.
So he was saying he didn't want to see me naked. It had nothing to do with that.
He just had to play Scrabble for naked.
He had to have an element of competition because he was an NBA player. And he wanted to play strip Scrabble, and but it was not because he wanted to see me naked.
Right.
Remember?
Right,
so
exactly.
Maybe we could play strip bingo.
There you go.
Not because we want to see each other naked, but just to have an element of competition.
And when you say we, who are you talking about?
You said I should say it to my husband.
Oh, right. Okay.
And just to have some element of
just
competition.
Just making sure.
Or maybe I should do it with the town.
Don't mention it in front of the kids, though.
Yeah. Or maybe
they're going to hear this.
Tonight at the town thing that coffee. I'm going to go to. And I should say, not because any of us want to see each other naked, because God forbid we don't.
Right.
But just because we need an element of skin in the game.
No pun intended.
That's what she said. Just because we need to figure out what's going on with these schools and these potholes and the roads, right? Not because we want to see each other naked, right. But...
So what you're suggesting is at coffee night,
yes.
You're going to suggest strip bingo for...
the purposes of some element of competition, like some element of, like almost like how you play poker, like some element of, let's figure out what's going on here. Let's,
right.
Like, B-I-N-G-O, okay, potholes, schools, roads, let's put some money down and figure out what's happening, right?
Okay, I have no idea what you're saying.
I know, my mind's very abstract.
But make sure you go to the coffee night tonight because...
somebody might be naked.
Somebody might be naked or suggesting naked bingo for Thursday night.
Paul went from suggesting wet t-shirt contests for the moms to raise money for the schools, and everybody thought that was crazy. And somehow he got Prissy Me, who was playing the part of Prissy Mom,
right.
To now go and say, let's just all get naked and like compete with some nakedness and figure this shit out. Let's fix the potholes.
You're right.
Let's fix the potholes. Let's fix the roads. Let's fix the schools. Let's get some businesses in the empty stores. What else is wrong with this town? What did Peter say?
He said
fix
everything.
The infrastructure.
Everything is wrong.
Yeah, stop putting more attention to the dogs. And what else did he say?
Everything else.
Peter was great. Peter named it all. What did he say?
Make Townport great again.
So
maybe you should bring him tonight.
I'm going to bring
suggest
Peter.
The bingo thing.
I'm gonna
see what happens.
Well, I'll just like, if we have to get naked and just say, let's like put all the cards on the table.
Uh-huh.
Stop with the artifice. Stop with the bullshit. Everyone take your clothes off and say, what's wrong with this town? And say, let's just put our money down. And like, come on, let's just fix all this bullshit.
It is perfect. It's going to be the greatest town hall supervisor
coffee
tonight.
Ever!
Make sure to go.
Wait,
as always.
Wait, we need to hashtag it.
Go ahead. Hashtag it.
Hashtag greatest supervisor coffee naked bingo ever.
Perfect. Anybody who can write that hashtag down gets a round of applause.
Hashtag make Townport great again.
As always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Denny.
Denny, it's a pleasure. Have fun with coffee tonight. You'll report back on Friday and let us know how it went.
I cannot wait. We love you, community.
Take care. It's always a pleasure.
Always.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care.